All right. Big division game this week on the road. That would be a good contest, and we're looking forward to going over there on Thursday and playing. Questions?
Mike, when you look at the last several games against the Lions, what stands out about things that you guys need to do better?
We haven't scored enough points. 16-13 twice, I believe, and kicked a 60-yard field goal once, and then last year was 14-7.
What do you feel that the offense has made the most?
Well, we turned the ball over three times the last game, and then we got in the red zone and haven't converted. So one time I think we had we got a turnover down there, and we end up going in the red zone. We end up going backwards and had to punt the ball. Things like that.
Key to the better success you guys have had in the red zone of late?
Well, we've been working on it a lot. We've been spending an awful lot of time on it.
How is Mike Remmers doing from a health standpoint?
I don't know. He's going to get out here today and practice a little bit.
Is there any concern about you got a couple of cornerbacks banged up in Alexander Rhodes? Any concern from that end?
No.
Playing at the level that you envision they could be playing at, or are they playing over there?
Well, I don't know. We're doing a lot of good things right now. Our offense is moving the football. We're playing good on special teams. Defense is playing pretty solid most of the time. So, I don't know about envision. Each game's differently, but we're doing okay.
Mike, Harris made a couple of the splash plays with the fumble strip and the pass breakup, but aside from that, how did he do throughout the course of the game, just in what you were hoping to see from him?
He was fine, yeah. And I really don't want to talk about last week anymore. Today's Thursday, really. So.
An obvious answer, but Case started.
Yeah.
With Terrence Newman, how after last game, he was kind of preaching just kind of stay the course, don't get too caught up in the streak and how things are going. What kind of a value do you think he's brought for the team just in terms of that level-headed kind of perspective that he can provide when either things are going poorly or going well?
Yeah, well, that's part of who Terrence is. He's always been great in the locker room, been a good mentor to these young guys. He's seen a lot of different things throughout his career. So, and plus, he's not afraid to voice his opinion.
How much of a difference do you think it's made with them having Taylor Decker back in there and working?
Yeah, it helps. He's good. Yeah, it's helped a lot.
Is it more in the pass protection game or run game as well? Or?
Both. Yeah, the guy's a good player, so, he's better than the guy that was playing before. Well, they're a good team. They got a great quarterback, really good skilled receivers, tight ends. The two running backs are nifty, catch the ball out of the backfield. We missed some tackles in that last ball game. And defensively, they got a good scheme. The back end doesn't give up a lot of plays. They got a heck of a punter and a heck of a kicker. The linebackers are active. The D-line gets up the field and goes. So, it's a good football team. They're well coached.
What did you see from both Remmers and Reed if you were deciding to bring them in here that made you believe they would be a good fit in pass system and whether you guys want to run?
A lot of it was about mentality. Brought in a couple guys with the mentality that we're looking for. Smart guys, tough guys.
Mike, do they look any different than the last time you played them?
There's a few wrinkles here and there, but pretty much they're the same.
What have been the keys to keeping Case, upright? He hasn't taken a lot of sacks since he's been in the line.
I don't think he's been sacked, has he?
One time, yeah.
Once? We're doing a good job protecting. We're changing protections. He's doing a good job moving in the pocket. He's getting the ball the right place.
When you look at the way he plays, what's the balance that you need between a guy who's willing to take some risks versus a guy that you want to kind of fit within the way you want to win games?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing I like the most about Case is he's got big balls. You know, he's not afraid. Hey, he's not afraid. He's going to pull the trigger and he's going to play like that. So, you know, that's a good thing. Well, they're good coaches, number one, and you know, they've been through a lot of these experiences that I might not have been. So, you know, we have good communication with all of them. You know, I think those guys have done an outstanding job, not only with me, but with everybody. All right, thank you.